maintain a sort of a small town feel, even though.
I do. I think that has been one of the desires of the municipal leaders, to keep that small town area.
Uh-huh.
They say, I understand there's very little land left now in Roswell, but they have tried to kind of, in a sense, guard what went in certain areas, you know. And now there's a big concern about developing down in my area now. The park there that is between Atlanta Street and Mimosa is going to be redone, and I understand that the plan is to build a bridge from there to Barrington Hall, which is one of the older homes, because the traffic is severe there in that area. You know where Barrington Hall is.
And tell her about the... It's becoming a restaurant. What used to be the...
Oh, yes. It has been completely redone, and it will be offices and a small restaurant, I understand. Which never bothered us. I know people would have wondered why anyone would have moved there. The safest thing you can have across from you is never was any concern to us whatsoever. But, of course, it was sold years ago, and moved, as you know, and the same owners for many, many years, but it's no longer in the family.
Are there also activities and things that still go on now that help Roswell maintain a small town feeling?
I think the clubs, I think the Masons are very strong, and the clubs of that sort are, and the women's clubs are, I'm sure. As I said, I don't participate in them anymore, but they were a joy to me when I did. And I don't know.
The Cultural Arts Center. Do you know about that, Bob?
Well,
the
yeah.
Cultural
mm-hmm.
Arts Center.
Mm-hmm.
That
yeah.
brings people together all the time.
Yeah.
They have different people come in and perform. Do you have any family stories about you, your husband, your son, that emphasize Roswell's history? How about the Youth Day Parade?
Yeah, they used to have the Youth Day Parade, and I kind of felt like that Luke was, in a sense, a part of the changes, particularly in business and that type of thing. As we saw the changes come about and the development and all, there was always a good spirit between the business people, you know, and cooperation.
The Youth Day Parade, what is it, and did your son participate?
I beg your pardon?
What is the Youth Day Parade?
Well, they would march all of, I believe they started
on Mimosa Boulevard.
It was Mimosa, but I guess they just started at the end of Mimosa,
yeah.
and marched down. A yearly, didn't it? It was
yeah,
a yearly
it's
thing,
in October,
the Youth Day Parade.
In October. And it was all children. It wasn't just her son. It was all the
everybody
children
marched.
And we had
floats
and
on the Youth Day Parade,
you know,
which was
a
good
thing.
I think they should still have something like that, but you know, things change.
Well, I think the